You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential rounds up reaction to President Donald Trump's ending the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which could result in 42,000 children who have grown up in New York State being kicked out of the country. Reactions from New Yorkers were not positive. More than 300 people gathered September 5th, soon after the announcement, outside U.S. Representative John Faso's Kingston office to show support for the program. Faso in Washington, D.C. released a statement saying, quote, "I support Congress addressing DACA legislatively and believe that Congress must address this issue within the next 6 months. This is why I sent a letter to Speaker Ryan last week urging him to address and protect DACA legislatively. In fact, I am a co-sponsor of two bills that maintain DACA. H.R. 496, the Bar Removal of Individuals Who Dream and Grow Our Economy Act, or Bridge Act, and H.R. 1468, the Recognizing America's Children Act. Governor Andrew Cuomo, who previously promised to sue if Trump rescinded DACA, said in Harlem that the president was, quote, just feeding the beast of bigotry red meat, end quote. Senator Chuck Schumer tweeted, quote, these hardworking dreamers and their contributions are vital to our economy and biz, who will be hurt if this order stands, end quote. And Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said in a statement of Trump, quote, he is needlessly targeting children who know no other country as home than America, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the Kinderhook Town Board heard from more residents at an August 23rd workshop meeting who don't want electricity generated by the sun on a large scale in their town. An August 7th public hearing filled the meeting room in the Martin H. Glynn building and was closed afterwards. But board members heard from a few more residents August 23rd about the issue, and they also did not want solar farms in Kinderhook. Councilperson Patsy Leader noted that the planning board has discretion to waive requirements in an application, including those the town was including in its solar law. Supervisor Pat Gratan agreed, saying, quote, we trust the planning board, end quote. The next Kinderhook town meeting is at 7 p.m. Monday, September 11th. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Audrey Matott reports in the Greenville Pioneer that residents along Greenville's new sewer line have until the end of the year to hook up to the service. After an August 21st public hearing, the town board passed Sewer Use Local Law No. 2. There is no fee to hook up before December 31st, but most residents will have to pay a contractor to hook up the service. The town will also extend the sewer along Route 81 and Route 26A, but residents there won't have to hook up for at least a year and a half. And Columbia Green Media tracks where there are primary elections next Tuesday, September 12th, in Columbia County. In Hudson, Democrats and Independence Party members have candidates to choose from for Common Council president. Additionally, Democrats in the 3rd Ward have two supervisor candidates, and in the 4th Ward, Democrats and Independence Party members will choose a supervisor candidate, and Democrats in the 1st, 2nd, and 4th Wards have two alderman candidates on the ballot. There are also Independence Party primary elections in the towns of Clermont and Greenport. Otherwise, wait until November in Columbia County. Sample and absentee ballots are available on the Board of Election website at columbiacountyny.com/elections. Questions can be directed to the board at 518-828-3115 or elections@columbiacountyny.com. Read the full story at hudsonvalley360.com. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.